What's up, guys? Welcome to the Mr. Beast Fancast, episode 3. I'm Asher, and today I am joined by special host, my co-host on the Dude Perfect Fancast, Noah.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Yep.
Please, applause for later.
Yeah, this is actually the first guest thing that I've been, that I've done ever. Like, because we have a podcast together, but before I had a podcast with just me, so I've never had people like on the show or whatever. This is cool. Some announcements or like one. We have 32 followers on my Instagram account for the dude or for the Mr. Beast Fancast. So yeah, that's surprising because I've only posted 2 times and I've like done 2 stories. So you know, I'm not that active on it now, but I will be in the future, like this summer or whatever. So, you know, wait until I'm more active, I guess. And then if you want to email us, you know, if you want like a question, I can answer it. If you want to just write in, you know, tell us how we're doing or whatever. You can use the link in the description or just, you know, MrBeastFanCast@gmail.com. Okay, cool. So, Noah, let's get into the video that we're reviewing today. So this video is, I'm giving my friend $1 for every 1,000 views this video has or whatever. So yeah, it was a good video. It was a very cool one. So the gist of it is that for every 1 million views this video gets, the winner of this challenge gets $1,000. And for the rest of their lives, they get this money. So, you know, this is a pretty good challenge. And at the end of this video, I'm actually going to share what this video is at, or how much the winner of this challenge got as of right now. So yeah, so Circle One, Tyreek and Tyler are in a circle together. Then Circle Two, Chris and Carl. Yep. And
Chris, let's go.
I'm actually Team Carl and Team
really?
Chandler. Oh yeah. Carl is so funny.
I'm a big fan of Carl, but I'm a Team Chris guy.
Yeah, I don't know. And have you noticed that Jake the Viking has not been in a video of Mr. Beast in a while?
Yes, I know why.
Yeah, why?
I've watched a video, like he made a video on his own channel.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but I'll send you the link later.
Okay, yeah. I follow him on Instagram, and I think he's just, like, trying to be, like, you know, focus on his personal stuff or whatever. Or he had, like, a falling out or whatever. Something like that. Back to the video. So I noticed that there's cool stickers on their walls, and there's new ones, because Mr. Beast usually has stickers on his walls, but they have new ones, so good job for him. So they had a balloon wall. So when you threw a dart at this balloon or at this wall full of balloons, you either got a pro or you got a con. So the first dart throwing at this balloon wall that they did was Chris got a kite. Very excited about that. Carl got a beanbag chair, which looked amazing. Tyreek got an RC car, but then Chris and Carl burned it, which was so funny.
That's super funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm surprised the sprinklers didn't go off that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's only like them to do that. I liked both Chris and Carl in the same, circle. Cause they're like friends. Chris is the one person who brought, Carl into the videos, and like, you know, they're friends, and I really like them together. And then 6 hours in now, a good, you know, they weren't getting out because they were just having fun by themselves. And it looked fun. I'd probably want to do the challenge like 12 hours in. Like, especially now because I have nothing to do. That's pretty much what I'm doing now. I just stay in this one spot.
I basically do this every day, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, of quarantine, of course. But yeah. So, the next balloon wall was Chris got a mannequin. Carl got a blanket. Tyler got an inflatable bed. And then Tyreek got a Nintendo Switch, but it wasn't charged. So I guess Tyreek was getting the worst ones because he had an RC car, but then they burned it. But then he got a Switch, but then it wasn't charged. So, you know, Tyreek isn't having the best luck with this balloon wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then Chris and Carl, this is probably, I mean, burning the car, and then this was the funniest part, I think, of the video. They were being annoying slash funny, and then they turned the fire alarm on with the limbs of the mannequin.
I cannot believe, in the middle of the night, yeah. I've been waking up to that, it's just like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they, like, just, they
who,
took
who
apart.
Else would, there's nobody else who would
yeah.
do that.
No, like.
Except for Chris and Carl.
Yeah. I mean, like, they took apart the limbs of the mannequin, duct taped it together, and then they just reached, to the fire alarm.
I don't know how, because you have to, like, push in and pull down.
Yeah. Hey, if you have nothing else to do, and, you know, they were probably
push,
practicing.
Pull down.
Yeah.
Just still can't believe it.
Uh-huh. So then, they each picked a, meal. So I think the first meal someone picked, like,
Carl
it looked like,
great.
Well, yeah, but the first meal, I'm pretty sure that it looked like baby food that they had. Either baby food or something canned
beans.
That they had. Yeah, maybe.
Beans for protection.
Yeah, and then, so then the next meals for the breakfast, they had one single grape. Carl picked one single grape, you know.
That
for
is
the,
fine dining
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, yeah, trying to be healthy. And they're 20 hours in. So now they're a day in, one full day in, 24 hours. Now Mr. Beast is trying to get people out by making the circle smaller because they're all having fun and, you know, it's like a challenge. So he wants to, you know, get, you know, make it faster because he's just having a, you know, he's kind of bored. But the rest of them aren't, I guess. Something like that. So yeah, and then Chandler came. So Carl was showing Chandler the limbed thing that they used to put the fire alarm on. And then Carl stepped over the line. I was very sad to see him go. I really wanted either him or Chris to being the finale or whatever,
yeah.
Top two, because I loved like them together, like, and I didn't want to see that.
Like Batman and Robin.
Yep.
Chris like Batman, Carl's like Robin.
Yep. Yeah, and I didn't want to see them go, but you know they did, and Carl did, you know, like he did stick around, for the rest of the video, you know, helping out Mr. Beast, So yeah, now they're 24 hours in, and now they're 50 hours in. There's a lot of, you know, just cut, you know, little part of them showing what they're doing, then the time, and stuff like that. And in between those, they said that they're going to give their money that they earn to their parents, which is very nice. But yeah, and then they connected the circles to Chris's room, and then Chris and Tyreek's room. But then when they were all in Chris's room, Mr. Beast and Carl took the tape out. And so they were all stuck in one place. Because I think Mr. Beast was just getting fed up. So he just wanted this to be done. So yeah, and then Mr. Beast just kept cutting the circles into smaller pieces. Then now it's 57 hours in. They turned the heat up to make it hard on themselves. yeah, it was kind of funny to see them in the end. And then Mr. Beast went around egging people. But then when Carl... So yeah. Chris... Carl. Yeah, and Carl. But then when Chris got a hold of an egg, and then he put it on Carl, Carl went to egg Chris. But then Chris dodged it, but then fell out. So, yeah, Chris was out. So now Ty and Tyreek are still in it. Mr. Beast offered $5,000 to the person out, like the next person to get out, got $5,000. And
like
then
10
Tyler,
seconds, so.
Yeah. But then Tyler went for it, and Tyreek won. That's pretty much the summary of this one. So yeah, Tyreek won. He sat in the circle for 72 hours. That's like three days.
I don't know how you can do that. Yeah. Like, I mean, the first 2 days are fine, but like, after that, you're just toast.
Yeah. I mean, well, and...
You probably get really bored of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is quarantine, so they have nothing else to do. So, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Tyreek said that all the money he will be getting, he's gonna give to his parents, which is very nice. So as of right now, Tyreek's parents have earned $14,000. So yeah, for almost 14 million views on this video. So yeah, it's cool to see. And it's not even a weekend, and they got that much. So yeah.
Yeah, like three days. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. So yeah, that's cool. I really like this video. This is a really, really funny video.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Especially with the
Chris
and Carl.
Yeah.
Chris and Carl make it really funny.
Yeah, I want more videos of Chris and Carl. You know. Then my quarantine won't be as bad. But yeah, and then so I think, you know, I've seen all the Mr. Beast videos. So I think this is one of the better ones, I must say. I think partly it's just because I'm in quarantine and I have nothing better to do than watch videos, and that's a good one. And just the part is, like, you know, it's really funny. So I think I'm going to rate this video from 1 to 10. I'm going to rate it a 8.5. I really like this video.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's a good video.
I really like this video too. Very funny, very funny. Especially with Chris and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I will rate this an 8.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, I really like this video. It was a good one. So yeah, now let's head to an ad. Okay, I hope you like that ad. So, you know, now that, you know, I want this to be a longer episode because Noah's here. So we're just going to have a Mr. Beast talk. So, you know, that's going to be cool. So, you know, Noah, how long have you known Mr. Beast?
So I've known Mr. Beast for probably since 2018, I'd say.
Nice.
That's probably when I first saw one of his first videos there. And I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah. Me too. I was like summer 2018. I started being a Mr. Beast fan. That's pretty much when he started going up on the charts, you know.
Yes, that was when he really started getting those subscribers.
Yep. Sorry for the interruption. It's just, you know, my basement is the only cool place in the house because it's like 90 outside. But it's very loud, so yeah. But yeah, the first Mr. Beast video that I watched, it was like a challenge one like this, pretty much. I feel like, you know, yeah. Do you know the first Mr. Beast video that you saw?
I think that I'm pretty sure it was actually a Last
to Leave
the Circle video.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, he's done a lot of those. He did the one that Tyler won that he was talking about in this video. But then he did the YouTuber one too.
I actually think Okay, so so the first video that I saw was the was the one Tyler had won, actually. It was the last one to circle $10,000.
Nice.
That was October 12th, 2018.
Nice.
So yeah.
This is pretty much like the second part of that. So yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Yeah, Mr. Beast has done a lot of videos, but I think the last to leave are definitely my favorite ones.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, I like when he gives money away, but, you know, it's always cool to see, you know, him, giving, you know, doing these challenges, because it's, like, fun to see, because he does give away money, but, you know, it's fun.
But you also have to see people go through pain of, like, holding in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I like...
holding and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked, I think my favorite kind of part of that, I loved when they did the chance to win $1 million.
Oh yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah, if you haven't seen those ones, go and watch it. But Chandler's person won, so that was always good because you know I'm Team Chandler. It was either Jake or Chris had two people.
Yeah, Jake's had two people.
Okay. Yeah, were you rooting for Chris's person?
I was actually rooting for Team Jake.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know, Chandler's...
But now that Jake's gone, I'm Team Chris all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I was Team Jake, but you know, I just... You know, now that he's not in it that much, I have moved to the new person, Carl. So I'm Team Chandler and Carl. You know, two. I think they're the funniest.
People that don't win many times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but Carl's just new. I think he's gonna cause Chris.
He's the new Chandler. Yeah. Basically.
No, he's the new Chandler because he's only been in a few videos.
He's a new challenger, Chandler, because Chris took money from four times.
Yeah.
Both hide and seek videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
rough. And then two other ones. He's taking a lot of money from him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I liked. I was very happy when Chandler won his first video. Because that was close to when Kobe from Dude Perfect, he won his second ever battle after a while. And yeah, that was cool to see because that was last year. Very good year for winning or whatever.
Chandler does not do well in The Last to Leave, though.
Yeah, he does not do well.
I don't think he'll ever win The Last to Leave.
Well, he did. He won the revolving door.
Okay, that was different.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's not any different because that is a last.
He can only do it thing. If it's a revolving door. It's not a revolving door. He can't.
Yeah, I was surprised that he won.
I was surprised, especially that.
Yeah, because he gets like sick or whatever, like really fast. So yeah, it's like spinning around. It's like yeah.
Where when he got really sick, I'm surprised he didn't leave within the first 2 hours.
Yeah. I think. One of my other favorite videos from Mr. Beast is when Chandler's family, when his siblings came.
Oh, yeah.
That was really funny. Because they introduced Zach. He's now kind of a regular on Mr. Beast. But then when he had his sisters and then his, like, dad calling in or whatever.
The only way Chandler stays in for a little bit is because of his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he would... Like Chandler said, the last to leave circle, Carl filled Chandler's shoes because Chandler didn't want to. And just because Chandler, he wouldn't do it. Like, he would not, he wouldn't stand, 60, whatever, 72 hours in, a circle. And the last part was just standing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like those videos. Yeah. I think that's pretty much all for this week on the Dude Perfect Fancast. The Mr. Beast Fancast, sorry. I probably said Dude Perfect Fancast a lot on this podcast. and just not notice, because, you know, that's where I came from, you know, Dude Perfect Fancast. If you do not know the Dude Perfect Fancast, it's pretty much like this. It's me and Noah, just talking about the newest Dude Perfect videos. We just reviewed, the newest, or the Dude Perfect documentary. So we had a two-parter, we reviewed that. That's, the second part is coming out tomorrow as of uploading this. So yeah, it's gonna be good. Then in a few weeks, or the next video of ours, or review, is gonna be the new Overtime 16, which is gonna be cool. And then we also have Game Time every Monday, so just pretty much like Dude Perfect Trivia, everything trivia, you know, we've done Harry Potter, we've done some Star Wars. Yeah, so it's fun. We have a fun time on there. But yeah, okay, I think that's all for this episode. So, guys, see you in the next one. Go back and listen to our other two episodes. They're not as good as this one. This is probably the best one yet, because it's just me rambling on about, like, you know, worthless stuff. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun. But yeah, okay, guys. Not Pound It Noggin, because that's too perfect. It's kind of...
See ya!
Yep. See you guys. Peace. Good night.